Good evening. In memory of Reg Presley, who departed this week. Come on, wild thing. Welcome on to 2 hours of rib-tickling, knee-knocking, head-banging, finger-popping, wrist-twisting, toe-tapping, thigh-slapping, rock and roll music. A lot to squeeze in this 2 hours, so I'm going to talk very quickly and play the records fast.
Give it to me, give it to me.
The Stone Maple Baby Lou. The Shadows were very good vocalists, actually, although they did lots of instrumentals. I had an email from a fellow called Robin Mayhew, who lives in West Sussex at the moment, still involved in the music, and he used to be involved with a group that people around the Surrey area particularly, and wide, more widespread than that, will know from the early 60s, late 50s, actually, 58 to 65 they were going, and they were called The Presidents. So they got a website as well, so check it out and have a look for that. Little interesting stuff. They used to play at the Red Lion Public House in Sutton in Surrey. I'm not too familiar with that one. But I am familiar with a place they used to do, the Cellar Club in Kingston-upon-Thames, because I used to live in Surbiton, as you know, many years ago, when I was a Cub DJ. In fact, I went for an audition at the Cellar Club in Kingston. They turned me down. Well, at least the Beatles got turned down as well, so I don't hold it against them as well. Anyway, Robin's about the only one that's been all with them all through the time, by the look of it, as well. But anyway, you can get hold of their records now. Decca Beat Rarities is a wonderful set of albums from groups that didn't quite make it. Even my old friend Davey Sands and the Essex were on there as well. So you have to know that these are the Presidents, and this is on that Decca compilation. And grab hold of this. You'll know the song.
Come on, baby, let me take you by the hand. Yeah, that sweet thing. Oh, let me take you by the hand. Oh, come to me and let me be all your own candy, your candy, your candy man. Candy kisses every single night.
Was that they were with Decca Records, who had Brian Poole and the Tremolos, and decided that they'd put their weight behind Brian Poole and the Tremolos. Often used to happen in those days, but no doubt it made a good little old circuit, as they used to be in those days, the Presidents, and that is Roy Orbison's Candyman.
What should I write?